News analyst Daniel Shore says the shocking photos from the Mideast are only the latest in a long list of images used by terrorists.
You can read about it, but you can't see it on American television. Five masked men standing behind Nicholas Berg, the kidnapped American businessman who came to Iraq to help fix communications antennas. One of the masked men reads a statement about avenging Iraqis suffering at American hands. Then Berg is pushed screaming to the floor and decapitated by a terrorist chanting, "God is great." The whole scene is projected from an internet website, the latest wrinkle in terror technology. In Ramallah, Palestinian terrorists display the remains of a captured Israeli soldier offered in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. The remains can be seen on Al Jazeera, the Arab television network. If the purpose of terrorism is to terrify, video offers great rewards. 2 years ago, Daniel Pearl, the Wall Street Journal correspondent, was beheaded on camera by terrorists in Pakistan. Phototerrorism goes back further, to 1984, when William Buckley, CIA station chief in Lebanon, was taken hostage, his body shown in a photograph in a Beirut newspaper. In 1989, when Marine Lieutenant Colonel William Higgins, working with United Nations peacekeepers, was tortured and hanged on videotape. The era of terror on tape has presented the networks with delicate problems of what is too shocking to be shown to the public. Even when the pictures are being shown in other countries and being viewed on computer screens. Restrictions have also been put on the release of video and photos made by the soldiers in Abu Ghraib prison. Some of them are being shown to legislators under Pentagon supervision in a room in the Capitol, sometimes used for discussion of nuclear secrets. But there has been little or no protest from Congress or the public. There seems to be a tacit recognition that there are some things too chilling to be seen by the public at large. This is Daniel Shore.